JC Corcoran Podcast.
Well, there's a fever that you can't deny. Gotta get together with my friends to see my Redbirds fly on the TV or at the ballpark or on the radio in my truck. Me and Grandpa used to listen to Mike Shannon and Jack Buck. Yeah, I can feel it coming. One thing I know for sure is I got Redbird fever and the Cardinals are the cure. Yeah, I got Redbird fever and I know we're the best. It's a fact we're going all the way cause we're better than the rest. And I wear my Redbird colors to every inning that we play. There ain't nothing better than a good old Cardinal game. So here's to my St. Louis out there keeping up the fight. Let me get a big old Cardinals from you Redbird fans tonight. Go Cardinals! There's other teams out there, and yeah, they can play. But a Cardinal fan is proud and loud until our dying day. We drink cold beer and eat hot dogs on the bleachers in the sun. No, I don't need no other team, cause the Cards are number one. Some people think we're crazy, but Redbird fans are true. Cause in this Cardinal nation, we're all winning. Every inning that we play, there ain't nothing better than a good old Cardinal game. So here's to my St. Louis out there keeping up the fight. Let me get a big old Cardinals from you Redbird fans tonight. Go Cardinals! Keeping up the fight. Let me get a big old card from your Redbird fans tonight. Go Cards! Go Cards! I said go Cards!
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest is jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over.
Friday, March 31st, 2023. There are no days until opening day. It was yesterday. I got to come up with a new thing to count down. I'm so used to doing a countdown of some sort, and now I'm not counting anything down. Let's see what's next that I'm excited about. Well, let me work on that. I'll get back to you. You're at jconline.com. Hi. All right, look, there should be some sort of law that every home team wins its home opener, and the Cardinals didn't do it yesterday. But in lieu of that, at least give people a good game. a really, really fun game. And it didn't matter that the game ran like 7 hours and 23 minutes yesterday. It didn't matter because the weather was so beautiful. So you might as well be there. You've already cut out work or cut out school. You've, you know, told, you know, your members of your family, there's TV dinner. Well, there's no such thing as TV dinners anymore. But, you know, there's something in the refrigerator. Eat it. I'm at the baseball game. And so at the absolute minimum, if you're not going to win, at least give your fans and everybody sort of amused by this whole thing regarding opening day, give them a great game. And it was a sensational game yesterday, back and forth. It just could not hold on. But, hey, I had a good time watching it. We lost. All right, we're going to lose a lot of games this year. Very interesting to watch all those very important Cardinals out there. Because you got, you know, Matt Holliday, good, solid guy, great ball player. Willie McGee, salt of the earth. You know, Ozzy, such a big fan favorite. Ted Simmons, who I just think is the greatest guy alive. You got Scott Rolen, who's going into the Hall of Fame, and all those red jackets, and it's really, really cool and really, really fun to watch. And then you see Mark McGwire, who, you know, again, my position on Mark McGwire has softened a little bit over the years because we know now that half the league was taking steroids and injecting stuff and cheating, you know, and McGwire was the lead cheater and he was the face of the cheating. Actually, he and Sammy Sosa, you know, it is interesting to see that the Chicago Cubs still will not do anything to acknowledge the contributions of Sammy Sosa to the Chicago National League Ball Club. They don't want him around. It's sort of like me with Casey. They try to pretend like I never worked there. But it's interesting. So McGwire comes out, you know, cheater. Edmonds, sexual freak. Vince Coleman, who threw an M80 into a crowd of fans out in Los Angeles years back. Whitey, who I think is a great guy, but it is interesting to know that as late as the 80s, Whitey was still using the N-word all the time. All the time. He referred to Vince, Ozzy, and Willie as his N-worders. And he wasn't shy about it. And they were not irritated by or offended by it. They thought it was funny for whatever reason. And it was the 80s and life was different back then. But it's just fascinating to watch as the pillars of the community step out onto the field in their red jackets. It was actually fantastic to see Abby Stahlschmidt yesterday from Mr. Blue Sky. And I mean, this is a 26 or 27 right now. Tall and thin, international model, smart, funny. She plays with our pal Jeff Faulkner and Mr. Blue Sky, the ELO tribute band that's been playing around all over St. Louis for the last 3 or 4 years. She is a composer on her own and an absolute virtuoso on the violin. And I thought that was a great choice yesterday to have her come out and play the Canadian national anthem on the electric violin. It was really, really cool. Now let's talk about Adam Wainwright. All right. Was it cool? Sure. Is he a good singer? No. All yesterday afternoon and all night, even into this morning, people all over social media, I didn't know he was such a good singer. Oh my God, he was so good. It's like, no, he wasn't. He sounded like, he did a job that would be comparable, I would say, if you pulled somebody out of the crowd, or if you pulled me or you out of the crowd and said, here, go sing the Star Spangled Banner. Yeah, you'd go out there and you would do, you would do the best you could. And people would go, that was nice. Look at that. They just pulled the guy out of the crowd and put him out there and he sang. And that's, you know, everybody sings at the ballpark and your voice is blended in with everybody else. So nobody can tell what a shitty singer you are. But Adam Wainwright apparently, excuse me, has talked himself into it, and it's not helping that other people apparently are encouraging him in his vocal career. Come on! Where was Simon Cowell when you need him? And there have been other really, really curious choices the Cardinals have made over the years to have people come out and sing the Star Spangled Banner. And especially during the playoffs, you know, you go to Detroit and Bob Seger is singing. Dodgers playoff game and they bring out, you know, Beyonce or something. Come to St. Louis for the playoffs, singing the Star Spangled Banner, Red Shandine's daughter. I thought Ozzy's kid, Nico, did a pretty good job there for a couple of years. But let's not get carried away. Let's keep it real here, okay? Like I said, it was nice, and it was a complete shock and surprise to Adam Wainwright's teammates. They had no idea. He was just playing it totally straight. You know, he's such a jokester anyhow. He played the whole thing straight. Nobody knew anything about it, and then they made the announcement, and he went running up to the microphone, and the guys on the team were like, what? And again, he did the best job he could. Is he a good singer? No. But as this thing was coming down yesterday, all I could do was think of this thing from our old show on K-Hits. Me, U-Man, Jen Sparks, Laurie Mack, sitting there listening to an opening program, I guess you would call it, that at the time was being narrated by Mike Shannon.
I even like that theme song from Quantum Leap. That was a good song there. So anyhow, Scott Bakula, you see him. If you see him running around town today, you know, that looks like Scott Bakula. It's him. He's back in town. And why they missed out an opportunity to have a guy who is from St. Louis and who
incredibly
knows,
talented,
and who knows how to sing, and instead you get
God
this,
bless.
You get this biatch yesterday out no. there at Bush
A native Stadium. Of Wausau, Wisconsin, this crossover country artist recently moved to St. Louis to continue her performing and recording career.
See, right there, it doesn't even make sense. She's from Wausau, Wisconsin. She's moving to St. Louis.
Wisconsin, hub. And she's a country singer.
Yeah, the hub of the music industry. Music City, St. Louis, Missouri. Mm-hmm. Makes no sense from
well,
the
beginning. Well, maybe she's saving up money. She'll stay here a year, and then she'll move to Kentucky.
She's
and
eventually moving south.
Eventually,
right.
She'll get to Nashville.
Right. Mike Shannon goes, please welcome this woman. She's from Wausau, Wisconsin, and she only had enough bus fare to get to St. Louis on her way to Nashville. Please welcome.
She's going
to
sing God Bless America for us today. Please welcome Carrie Beth Foster.
Never heard of her. Nope. People are looking around at each other going, huh? Who?
Are you supposed to sing? Yeah. Is that you?
Who's that? Second line, she's in trouble. Second line.
God bless America.
I go to bed. Mm-hmm. I'm laying in bed. You awaken me at 3:30 in the morning.
Don't allow you to urinate.
Stick a microphone in my face and say, sing God Bless America.
Or at least say the second line.
Land that I love.
Land of the free.
Sorry.
Next.
Not even close.
Stand beside her.
That's right.
And guide her.
Good job. 3 out of 4.
Through the night with the light from above.
Free and above, now rhyme.
From the mountain to the prairie.
Oh, she's doing great. She'll be fine.
Whose niece or cousin or aunt is this down at the ballpark?
Well, that's all right sometimes.
Uh-huh.
To the ocean.
Now, when you think of an ocean, you think of seaweed, mm-hmm. but that's not really a romantic sort of thought that you would
jellyfish.
Put in a song. Jellyfish.
They hurt.
You wouldn't use that in a song.
Shark attack.
But you would think of the waves hitting the coast,
beautiful,
hitting the rocks,
yeah.
and producing that sort of foamy look. Uh-huh. The ocean's white with foam. That's the song. The ocean's white with foam.
Wild and free.
At first she sounds like she's saying la, la, la. Wild, when she starts wild, sounds like la, la, I don't know the next.
The
maybe she sings better on an E sound than an O sound.
The ocean's
so she just changed it.
Wild and free. Well, you know what? She doesn't sound good singing anything. Okay? I'm not a singer. I sing better
what
than
what would have
this.
Happened if she'd sung foam.
Oh,
sounds like one of the people that would kick off of American Idol, you know, and before they actually get
kick
to the...
Kick off? They wouldn't even put them on the show in the first place.
You know, like the first couple of episodes of each American Idol where they're not even in the theater yet. They're just like in a hotel room and people are singing in the lobby. And Simon goes, you suck. You absolutely blow, you know? So.
My home sweet home.
It's not easy to sing down there a cappella, you know.
Yeah.
Now, it sounds like her voice is going to go out. She's been singing for a minute and 20 seconds.
Laurie can't like, even listen in her headphones anymore.
Laurie is taking her headphones off.
Hurting her.
Here we go. Here's the big finish.
My home, sweet home.
Everybody's kind of like, Okay.
The talk about shock and awe.
That was great.
The second line, God bless America. Heart. What did she even say? Land of the free?
La,
land
la,
of the
free, la. I think.
Land of the free. I tell you what, I mean, you laugh, but I'd rather have this. No?
Oh,
I'd rather have this.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed in the twilight's last gleaming, whose bright stripes and broad stars in the perilous night, on our ramparts we watched.
Anybody, bring Mike Ditka, the former coach of the Chicago Bears, out to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
A one.
Yeah.
And a two.
Woo.
And a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. All these happy nothing like your jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. I will run up for the whole game. They don't really can say.
Every word, thank you, Lori.
And he didn't waste time.
Every word correct, you know.
Even in, up, fixed, out.
The best part of that is the organ is trying to keep up with it, man. It's hilarious.
It reminds me of that scene from Reefer Madness where the guy's playing the piano, you know. Even you know, Dennis Franz, you know, on Mother's Day would be better.
Brunch for Harry and for all you mothers out there, it's Mother's Day. And a one, and
mothers.
A two.
You mothers out there.
I'm telling you, that's one of the great traditions that have developed there at Wrigley Field. Having other people sing that every day is just fabulous.
Yeah. Or as Laurie said, at least get close to it.
You know? Yeah.
At least get close to it. Oh, brother.
Wow.
We try to help. Sometimes people just like it broken.
That's next opening day, the four of us.
Yep.
Singing.
The four freshmen.
Ooh, yeah.
What do you think? What do you think? We could do some little dance moves.
How about I introduce the three of you?
Yeah. At least I know the damn words.
Now, there's a couple of things about that piece from the archives. The first thing that hits me is how funny it was. Second thing that hits me is that those morons who ran that radio station discontinued our show. That show with the four of us was fucking hilarious. And it was hilarious every day. And it was hilarious every year. And these drips, we can't figure out a way to make money out of it, so we got to let you go. What a bunch of stooges. Most radio stations would have been ecstatic to have us, but not those guys. Dennis Franz. Where are you munters out there? Now, the other thing that really irritated me yesterday, and again, even into this morning, is this anti-Wilson Contreras sentiment. Even going so far as to question his toughness because he had to be removed from the game yesterday. Now, keep in mind that the decision was mutual and that the Cardinals' medical staff suggested that he be removed from the game. We better take a look at this because, you know, you're having trouble even standing on this thing. So we got a backup catcher at the end of the game here. We think we better take it in there and have it x-rayed. Just have it looked at just to be on the safe side. That's why you have a backup catcher. And again, these dopes on social media talking about, he said, well, you know, Yachty would have stayed in. How do you know what Yachty would have done? You know, Yachty was on the IL a lot over his career. And you know why he was? Because he was injured. And there's a big difference between experiencing pain and suffering from an injury. Yeah, you play through the pain, and Yachty did that, and Wilson Contreras, in his career up until now, and which will continue with the Cardinals, he'll do that too. He'll play through pain, but you don't play through injury. If you're hurt, you got to come out. But this is, you know what it is? There's two things happening here. First of all, it is this anti-Chicago sentiment. People who just are obsessed with the idea of hating the Cubs, and anybody who ever wore a Cubs jersey is bad. Now, those people conveniently leave out the idea that Tony La Russa came from the Cubs. He scored the game-winning run on opening day in 1973 for the Chicago Cubs. Oh, JC, no, you got that wrong. You're thinking about the White Sox. He was manager there. No, he made the team as a backup shortstop with the Cubs in 1973. A guy by the name of Lou Brock came from Chicago. A guy by the name of Bruce Sutter spent time in Chicago. Lee Smith. I mean, this is ridiculous. I could sit here all day and reel off names of people who played for the Chicago Cubs and then ended up playing for the St. Louis Cardinals. Even our announcers, you know, Harry Carey. I mean, he was in St. Louis, then he was in Chicago, and then he did all those things with Jack Buck on sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX, you know, where he and Jack would be on together. And now you got his grandson. But this idea, this anti-Chicago sentiment, really, I've talked about this before, it really makes people from St. Louis look small and provincial. And really, to be honest with you, like a bunch of fucking hayseeds. So that's number one. And then the other thing is, people are afraid that, well, if I say I like Wilson Contreras, I'm not being loyal to Yadier Molina. Yadier Molina's career is over. He's not playing anymore. He's not going to come back. Did you feel disloyal to Ozzie Smith because Edgar Renteria came in? Did you feel disloyal to Whitey because we had to hire a new manager? This stuff is stupid. And the idea that you're questioning Wilson Contreras, here's the thing. Cardinal fans should be absolutely ecstatic, or as they say in South County, ecstatic, that we've got a guy like Wilson Contreras, because the pickings might have been pretty small after that. We didn't get him. I'm not sure who we would have gotten, but I think it's pretty safe to say it would not have been as good as who we have behind the plate right now. And then, of course, yesterday there were the most educated baseball fans in America, St. Louis Cardinal baseball fans. And about an hour into the game yesterday, all over social media, where are the regular announcers? Where's Mike Shannon? Okay, we're going to get back to you on that. Oh, boy. By the way, Lauren Michaels, Saturday Night Live, creating a series with Apple about Major League Baseball legend Lou Gehrig. Could be interesting. We got to shift to bat. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, Jesus. Here's this fucking guy, this Matt Seebeck. I've talked about this guy before. He's on Great Day. This is this guy who a couple of years back used to run this website where he just wrote all this really snarky, shitty, creepy, amateurish stuff about people in the public eye, present company included. Just snarky little, just the equivalent of, you got two teams out on a field competing against one another, and Seebeck was one of these guys who would just like stand on the sidelines and throw rocks at the people who were, you know, actually trying to do something with their lives and their careers. A little twerp. And somehow they made him in charge of the overall experience with the new soccer team. And so he shows up on TV all the time.
It is so cool. We are pumped for all of this. What kind of other food items can you get at the City FC games?
Oh my gosh, it is so diverse. As I said, over 25 partners. We've got, of course, barbecue. We've got Vietnamese. We've got Bosnian, Senegalese.
All of this at a soccer game.
How about a nice shit sandwich for you, Matt?
You know, that food experience, which St. Louis is really known for. You know, owners and operators of many different ethnicities and cuisines. This is a foodie town, and we really wanted to show that off in a big way at City Park.
So one more time, what time does the party start? The April Fool's Party start tomorrow?
The party starts at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Okay. We kick off at 7:30. So out on the plaza area, it's going to be a beautiful day, hopefully. We'll have fun. We'll have games. We'll have DJ.
You're going to freeze your asses off. First of all, the temperature's not going to get out of maybe the upper 40s or low 50s, and they're talking about 40 mile-an-hour winds. 40 mile-an-hour winds. Matt, maybe that wind will blow you back to wherever you came from, and not a day too soon. Oh, and as far as today is concerned, for those of you listening, because I know when you do the Friday podcast, sometimes people don't listen to it till Saturday or Sunday. All I'm saying is for people who are listening today, take this shit seriously. This is no joke today. If I was somebody asked if I was going to open the Schnucks panic aisle, this is going to be a quick hit, but it is going to be severe for a bunch of you listening. Right now, this thing is lining up almost exactly the way they said it was going to, with one incredible supercell moving past St. Louis at about a 45-degree angle from the southwest to the northeast, and it's going north by about maybe 200 miles. And then there's another one that is of equal intensity going to the south of St. Louis by about 100 and maybe 150 miles. And in the middle, we're still not, that's where we are, we're still not exactly sure what's going to happen, but it is potentially serious. Please, you know, don't say you weren't warned. This is no joke today. City population numbers came out yesterday. St. Louis dropped from 294,000 to 286,000, and there have been drops pretty much everywhere except for a big chunk of St. Charles County, where it's up a little bit, but people ain't hanging around. Maybe if Matt Seebeck told them they could get a Senegal meal at the soccer game, they would have hung around. Oh, and speaking of other drips named Matt, this guy from St. Louis Great Day, the big fat guy, he thinks he's an impressionist. He thinks he's doing Harry Carey here with one of those little Louisville sluggers.
In the world is this? This is like a baseball bat for T-Rexes. Pinstripes. It's like Fred Bird and the Yankees had a baby. Little tiny arms. Swinging at that Wainwright pitch. Where are you guys from?
Sweden.
Sweden?
Yes.
No kidding. Which state is that in? I don't remember. Cardinal legend and former president, Barack.
Yep, there's some powerful talent right there. By the way, it would be one thing if somebody saw that and then posted it to ridicule him. But no, he posted that himself. He thought he was hitting that one out of the park. Wow. Wow. All right, haven't said anything about Donald Trump's indictment yesterday. If you saw the press release that Donald Trump issued, it said that he has been indicted. It's like, wow. Wait till he finds out he's been indicted too. I haven't heard anybody sum this up better than CNN contributor S.E. Cupp.
I think that this indictment is coming in spite of politics, because if you were trying to orchestrate a political takedown of Donald Trump, you wouldn't start with this charge. But also, it's important to look at the people who are outraged, right? The folks running against Donald Trump, the Tucker Carlsons, the Fox Newses, the Republican Trump surrogates. These are people who are outraged by this indictment. They were not outraged by Trump's attempt to overturn a Democratic election. They were not outraged by the violence on January 6th. They were not outraged by an illegal phone call to the Georgia Secretary of State, an illegal phone call to Volodymyr Zelensky. They're not outraged by multiple credible accusations of sexual harassment, assault, and rape. They're not outraged by Trump's sexist, bigoted, homophobic, xenophobic rhetoric. They're not outraged by his white nationalism. Mm-hmm. They're not outraged by his defense of anti-Semitism and neo-Nazis. They're not outraged by all that stuff. So with all due respect, no one should care that these people are outraged by this indictment. Mm.
And we might as well hit all the douchebags all in one fell swoop. Here's Seth Meyers yesterday talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene.
For example, at a Homeland Security hearing this week, Greene claimed that the nation of Canada was helping Mexico violate American sovereignty.
It's extremely concerning and dangerous to the United States of America's national security that Canada's immigration policy allows Mexicans to travel to Canada without a visa. It seems that Canada wants to participate in Mexico's invasion of the United States.
That clip is yet another reminder that even when it comes to the border, the one thing you think Republicans actually cared about, they have no serious ideas. Take, for example, this insane report from Rolling Stone yesterday, which said that Donald Trump has asked his advisors for battle plans to attack Mexico if reelected. One source said attacking Mexico, or whatever you'd like to call it, is something that President Trump has said he wants battle plans drawn for. Whatever I'd like to call it, I'd like to call it the last straw for reasonable Republicans, but those people always seem to have one more straw. You can just picture Lindsey Graham saying, if Donald Trump were to draw up plans to invade Mexico, that would be the last straw for me. Oh, he just did that. Oh, he did? Well, would you look at that. One more straw for Lindsey. Not only is this fully unhinged, but it's also very funny to imagine Donald Trump, who is very much not the president and does not have access to generals or military advisors or covert intelligence, just sitting around his omelet bar in Florida with his council of bozos and dip asking them to draw up battle plans like any of them know what the that means. I'm sure Rudy Giuliani is on top of it. Boss, I made a contact in Mexico and give us inside information. Codename, Senor Frogs.
I love when he does Rudy. Oh, man. All right, so you got Final Four action over the weekend. San Diego State, Florida Atlantic. That is at 5 o'clock tomorrow, Saturday. And then at 7:45, that's UConn against Miami. New Saturday Night Live tomorrow night. I don't know who's on Bill Maher tonight. They haven't issued a list of the guests. There's another country music award show. I swear to God, there's one on once a month. The CMT Music Awards. All the usual suspects, Blake Shelton, Carrie Underwood. Late Night Tonight, Chris Pratt and Elizabeth Vargas from ABC News. I'm with Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Kimmel's got Seth Rogen. The trailer is out for the HBO limited series White House Plumbers with Woody Harrelson and Justin Theroux. It's about the Watergate scandal, and it premieres May 1st. And I've seen the trailer, and it looks absolutely sensational. Then again, you're talking to somebody who has seen All the President's Men with Dustin Hoffman and Robert Redford and Jason Robards and all the great supporting actors, Hal Holbrook, all of those people. I've probably seen that movie 50 times. Let's do birthdays. Ewan McGregor, Obie, is 52. Angus Young from AC/DC, 68. Al Gore, 75. Rhea Perlman, 75. Gabriel Kaplan, Mr. Carter, 78. Christopher Walken, 80. Shirley Jones, 89. Richard Chamberlain, 89. Tomorrow, April Fool's, Taron Killam, formerly of Saturday Night Live. Now he's on that ABC sitcom, Single Parents. He's 41. Rachel Maddow, 50. Susan Boyle from America's Got Talent, 62. On Sunday, Emmylou Harris, country legend, 76. Christopher Maloney from Law and Order. And gosh, he played Leo DeRocher in 42. And he's 62. And Michael Fassbender from the X-Men movies is 46. But all I can think about when I see his name now is the fact that he apparently is one of the most well-endowed men in Hollywood. Good word travels quickly. And this is for the guys. You know, maybe you're going to a cookout, you know, some sort of a barbecue, maybe a birthday party, maybe, just something to get you out of the house. You need a good joke. But not just any joke. You need a good dad joke. So here we go. Ready, guys? I used to date a girl with a lazy eye. Turns out she was seeing somebody else the whole time. I told you. And with that, the J.C. Corcoran podcast for Friday, March 31st, 2023 is in the can. Watch out today and tonight. This is nothing to fool around with. This is serious business here. And this first line of storms is lining up right now out in western and even central Missouri. So it is coming. We are here every weekday morning at 11 o'clock with the J.C. Corcoran podcast. You may email me at jc@jconline.com. On Facebook, the Showgram with J.C. Corcoran. We hope to have some good news for you next week about the radio station. And in the meantime, beat this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The J.C. Corcoran Podcast.